My presentation is about the probabilistic forecasting of daily reference of open operation using numerical weather predictions. You know, evaporation filtration is very important for water management in agriculture. Normally, evaporation filtration is based on, is expressed as a function of reference about evaporation filtration. The question is how to forecast evaporation filtration in large regions. And now there is a possibility of numerical weather prediction that they provide a weather forecast for all the globe. The idea is to how to improve this forecast, and now there is several methods for combining the forecast with some statistical method for post-processing the forecast. So we use these weather prediction models with some post-processing method, including EMOS, I'm going to describe now, and some other methods. You can combine single model forecast, you can combine ensemble model forecast in which you combine several models. You can also make some post-processing analysis as bias correction or disease methods. There is a great potentiality with TIGE. TIGE is part of this project, TORPEX Interactive Grand Global Ensemble, in which many global forecasts are available for free from the leading global models. So, the leading global models are available for research, and we use that in our experiment. Our purpose, our aim is to evaluate the performance of this post-processing method compared to other post-processing methods to forecast a medium range evaporation filtration forecast. EMOS is basically, he built a normal distribution as a linear combination of the forecast for the mean and also a linear combination of the variance for the variance of the model. It builds a cost function by analytical integration of the continuous run probability score, that is an statistics, and before that it optimized that cost function. So we work with measured data and forecast data for the complete United States, for the entire United States. We use 101 stations. We divide the station by regions in order to, I mean, we aggregate all the statistics by regions, and we download measure values from the USCRN. The measured data is also available of minimum temperature, maximum temperature, relative humidity, solar radiation, and wind speed. Also for the raw forecast, I mean, also for the forecast, we use three models, three leading models: the European model, the European Center of Medium Range Weather Forecast, the National Center for Environmental Prediction, American Forecast, and the England model, the United Kingdom Meteorological Office model. So we were focused mainly in the summer forecast. See that, for example, the European model used 15 ensembles, the American model used 20 ensembles, the Meteorological Office used 11 ensembles. There is. And also the resolution. I mean, we work with a resolution of 0.5 by 0.5. So we use the Pema-Monti equation. I'm not going to, I see that the people talk about that here. So we compare the single models, the EC model, the Nansen model, and the Meteorological Office model, the combination of the models using raw forecasts. Also, then we use bias correction. I mean, we compute, I mean, we chip the mean, and we compute, which is all the forecasts with that mean, it's simply bias correction. And we use this EMOS model that is a more probabilistic post-processing method. I mean, we make a bootstrapping analysis. I mean, we compare pair to pair the performance in order to see if the difference were statistically significant. So we make a sampling with resampling in order to see how significant they were. So we use probability. I mean, deterministic statistics. We use the mean error by station by lead times for computing the bias, the accuracy with the rooming square error. We see at the calibration with the rank histogram. We see the skill using the Bryan skill score and the continuous run probability score. And so we see the reliability of the forecast using the reliability diagrams. So just to put it in context, this is what we have. I mean, this is this is for 1 day late and for 7 day late in advance, the forecast. I mean, You can see here, for example, the EC model is much better than the MC model. In fact, for one day length is even better than the EC model at 7 day length. The MO model is comparable to this. And for raw forecast, the multi-models, I mean the combination of EC, MO, and the combination of the three models doesn't improve a lot with respect to the best model, that is EC. So, but what happens when we calibrate? This is the comparison with a bias correction for EC minus raw forecast for EC, the same for MC. Here is the bias correction of the multimodel, these two, bias correction of the multimodel minus the bias correction of the minus the raw forecast of the multimodels. And this is what happened with MOS, the post-processing MOS forecast with EC and MO with the raw forecast. What you can see here is that the MC model, I mean the NZ model, the American model, was the one who improved more. I mean, in fact, the region with the poor performance improved more. Also, the southern regions and the west regions, that you have the complex landscape, or you have also coast regions, where it's difficult to predict. In those places, the improvement with calibration was more considerable. But also see that, instead of that, the EMOS post-processing method improved considerably more than the bias correction method using multimodals. In particular, see that for the second tercile, because all the bias skill score was determined for the first tercile, second tercile, and third tercile of the forecast, see that, for example, at 7 day length, the EMOS post-processing method is the only one who provides improvement with respect to the raw forecast. So this is after calibration. This is the simple model. The simple model, EC, MO, this is NSIP, and this is our the multimodel with EMOS and with bias correction. What you can see here, well, the England model is more affected with lead time. This is root mean square error with lead time. The EMC model is more affected with lead time, but see that the multimodal with calibration, even if you use the bias correction calibration or using the EMOS calibration, it's more or less the same. I mean, in fact, the deterministic statistic, the mean error, root mean square error, didn't change a lot with the one method or other method with the EMOS or bias correction for the probabilistic statistics. But, for example, this is the bias skill score. This is for the southern region. This is the worst region. This is the best region. See, for example, that with the NSID model, the bias skill score can be as negative as 0.6. However, the EMOS method is the only method that in all cases provide a positive skill, and that's very good. Because, for example, the middle tercile is very difficult to have a good skill, and EMOS is able to have that skill. In fact, if you have in all cases, for example, here you see that you have a gaining skill of in several occasions in more than 2 days. I mean, you are able to predict in 2 days in advance more than the same thing that you are able to predict with the bias correction model. For example, you predict with 3 days the same that you predict with 1 day. Is the idea. And for the northern region, you have better forecast in the northern regions. Also, you have improvement. Probably the scale you cannot see it well, but also the gain is in several cases of more than 1 day or 2 days. So, for me, this is interesting. This is how the model weigh the different how the tool weigh the different forecast, and what he's saying here is that at the beginning, MO and MC model have more or less the same weight, but with the lead time, the EC model is much better than the MO forecast. The weight that the model gave to MC model was zero. I mean, the MC forecast they are not pondered for building the big forecast. So, and here, this is the decoefficient. The decoefficient is the one that shrink or swell the variance of the forecast. And in more than 50% of the occasion of the simulations, the model, I mean the approach, the processing method, is able to effectively shrink or swell that. I mean, a very high D value means that the distribution of the forecast tend to be swell. This is what happened with the rank histogram. A rank histogram like this, it means that the observation is always in the left or in the right. This means that the calibration of the model improved a lot. Nathan says in 2005, the objective of any forecast is produce a sharp forecast, but it should be calibrated, and that's why we arrive here. And all, I want to also see you the relativity the diagrams. This is with the simple model. This is with the EMOS model, and what we can see is that the reliability of the model also improved considerably with the EMOS method with respect to the bias corrected method with the multimodal. So my conclusion: the EMOS post-processing method, based on the combination of EC and MO models, considerably improved the probabilistic performance of ET0 forecasts with respect to a simple bias correction, that in turn substantially improved the performance of raw forecast. The mean error and true mean square error not always significantly improved with respect to the bias corrected multimodals or the best single model, that is EC, the European model. The approach properly weighed the different forecasts and correctly fit the spread of the distribution. And both the EMOS and bias corrected method was scarcely sensible to the training period. I didn't have time to talk a bit more about that. But